Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In 2009, I made a trip to Tanzania. I went there to be part of the consecration of the brand new bishop of the Dodoma Diocese, of which the congregation I served had a sister congregation in that diocese, and then I was going to go visit that sister congregation in the village of Songombele. Songombele is a village off the main highway from Dar es Salaam to Dodoma. It's off by 5 or 10 miles, and the road looks like it's on the surface of Mars. It's not really a road. It's kind of marked by something that I could never figure out. But after you're rutting and bouncing and all the rest of that, all of a sudden, houses, buildings, people. Now, I heard that Songombele may have had as many as 20,000 people living in that village. But regardless of the population, in Songombele there was no electricity, there was no running water, there were no paved roads, there were none of the things that we take for granted. It was while visiting Songombele that I learned much about water and its importance in our lives. Walking through the village on Sunday afternoon, we first came to the line of people waiting for the borehole well. Now, that's a well like people out in the country still have at their homes, you know, where you bore a hole down into the ground and there's water and then you connect it to a pump and it comes up. This particular pump was connected to a gas generator. And for those standing in line, after paying a small fee, they could eventually take 20 liters of water, around 5 gallons. Now, this water was potable and usable immediately. And so there were people making their way back and forth to this line. Sometimes children. I watched 2 or 3 young boys try to balance 5 gallons of water on a rickety old bicycle to go over that road that looks like you're on Mars. They probably also took many such trips every day. Later on our walk, we came to the ground wells. These are just sort of great holes in the ground, where the water comes up far enough to be dipped out by anyone who comes by. Now, this water is available to anyone. There's no cost like the fee to help pay for the gas to run the generator. But that water in the ground well has to be boiled 4 hours if it's going to be used by people to eat or clean or cook. 4 hours. It was then that I heard that in the world around us, only 1 in 3 people have access to clean water. If all of us do, think of the number of people who don't. In Songombele, someone had to get the water every day. They didn't have a faucet. They didn't have a well by their own house. It was mothers or fathers or children or single people. Sometimes it was villagers together, but someone had to get the water. While we were at the ground wells, there was an ox cart that came in carrying 4 50-gallon drums. The people there had come from a Maasai village between 5 and 10 kilometers away, and they filled the water drums while the ox drank, and then they returned home to empty those same drums, turn around, come back, and do the whole thing all over again for the sake of the herds in their village. All day, every day. Someone had to fetch the water, water which we can turn on a faucet and have access to. In today's gospel story, we have Jesus and a woman who meet by a well. Jesus is physically thirsty, but this woman is thirsty all the way down to her soul. This encounter is near Sychar in Samaria, at Jacob's well. The disciples have gone off to find food and Jesus remains. And while Jesus was there resting, someone comes at noontime in the heat of the day when the water is most difficult to get at. And there Jesus begins a conversation. Jesus looks up and he asks for a drink of water. He doesn't have the means to get one and she does. Now this woman is absolutely surprised that Jesus even speaks to her. First of all, she's a Samaritan, considered by the Jews to be mongrels and barely human. They were kept at arm's length and they were never spoken to. She was also a woman who a good, pious Jewish man would never speak to unless they were related, and only then if they absolutely had to. So this woman is startled when Jesus speaks to her, treating her like anyone else, maybe even treating her like a fellow human being. They begin a quick and witty conversation that ends with Jesus offering to give her living water. Now, like Nicodemus last week, she's confused. She thinks that Jesus is saying that he can make it so that she doesn't need water anymore. That's not what Jesus is saying. But when she asks Jesus to give her that water, his response is, go, get your husband, come back. This leads to the revelation that she is unwed, at least now. She has been married 5 times and isn't right now. Now, she may have been widowed 5 times. She may have been divorced 5 times. There may have been any number of combinations of those two things. But this woman feels cast out by family, cast out by all of the villagers around her, and so many more because of that past. This woman is thirsty for a relationship, not necessarily just a relationship with a man, but a relationship with someone who will see her. She thirsts for recognition as a human being. And as in Jesus invites her to conversation, he also gives her that invitation to living water. Jesus is trying to show this woman and all of us that God's love is this living water, that God's presence and grace, his forgiveness and hope, all of that is the living water and more. What Jesus is hoping is that all of us will begin to imagine a time, imagine a place, imagine right now, where the love of God is as common and everyday as water. That's what Jesus is pointing us all to. For what do we use water? We use it in cleaning and cooking and drinking and life itself and so much more. Nothing is more common or more necessary for all of us. In Sangombele, someone has to fetch the water every day. The living water that Jesus promises is a relationship with God that helps to clean us. It feeds us, it slakes our thirst for forgiveness, life, and salvation. And this living water is as common and ordinary as water for the likes of us who come here to receive it always. This is what Jesus is hoping that we will realize. In his living and caring, in his suffering and death, in his resurrection, Jesus shows us the depth and the breadth of God's love for us all. We have hope because of God's love. We have hope because God is love. Jesus' ministry is a way for him to give us access to that living water and God's love. As we thirst for righteousness and for a relationship, Jesus provides the living water. He provides the living water of God's love for our benefit. So, as we see others around us thirsting for recognition as human beings, thirsting for relationships that aren't built on what you can do for me, but on some kind of mutual love and respect that comes from God, we can provide that same living water for their benefit because Jesus is by our side. You see that woman in the story today at the well? She was other. Compared to Nicodemus last week, who was a learned male Pharisee Jew, this woman is a woman from Samaria who has got more complications in her life. She is so other. The disciples saw her as other. The villagers saw her and reacted to her as other. And Jesus loved her. He saw her as a real human being. He spoke with her. He blessed her. Jesus is showing us all that living water comes for all people, even the other, even our other. Who are the people that make us feel most uncomfortable to be around? Who are the people that we avoid at work or at school? Jesus is with these others as much as with us, and Jesus encourages us to be with them and for them. Even if it's just to listen or to give them a bottle of water, we are called to share God's love with all people. That's what it means to be born again from above. That's what it means to be filled with, washed with, cleaned by the living water of God's love. We reach out as we are able, following Jesus into the world in love. Today from Exodus, we watched as God provides water from a rock in spite of all of Israel's whining. Today, in our gospel, we see that Jesus is granting access to that same source, to God's love for us all, as he provides living water. Someone has to fetch that water. Let it be us. Amen.